I'm Jay Allison, and this is the Transom Podcast. This week, another piece produced last fall at our first ever Transom Story Workshop. We have another coming up in the spring. It's our intensive on-the-ground training for beginning radio producers right here in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. This piece is by Katie Clarkson. Katie came to the workshop from Chicago, and she found her story right down the street from the Transom office. Here's Bucky's Dome by Katie Clarkson.
In the small village of Woods Hole, almost all of the homes are covered in cedar shingles. They're classy and historic looking. Nothing gaudy here. But just up the hill from the center of town, there's a huge dome. It looks like a giant golf ball. I had to check it out.
Hello.
I took a couple friends.
Like, it's not like anything you've ever seen before.
It smells musty. It's creepy.
Look at this old wallpaper.
This part's hard to explain, but there are big sections of the walls made entirely of triangle-shaped windows. It's like a triangle puzzle. They cast geometric shadows on the floor. There's an old kitchen that looks like it might have been part of a restaurant.
You found some?
Yeah, there's a whole pile of old salt and pepper shakers.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, let's go look. It's kind of spooky.
When we left, I needed to know more. It turns out this is a geodesic dome. It was designed and built by the late Buckminster Fuller. It's actually the oldest of his domes that's still standing. Don't feel bad if you've never heard of Bucky. He did go by Bucky, by the way. He tends to be underappreciated, especially considering what he set out to do, change the world with building design. Jay Baldwin was one of Bucky's students.
He just wanted people to use less stuff. He said it was all going to run out. We've got to think big and take care of everybody. He said, as long as there's one person starving, you're going to have wars.
Here's Bucky from Buckminster Fuller, The Lost Interviews.
I was then committing myself to try to do something for all humanity, but you have to do that on absolute faith that just everything's going to come out all right. Forget the trouble, go to work.
People have even called Bucky the Leonardo da Vinci of the 20th century.
Oh, yes, they do that. But the Fuller Institute crew counters that actually Leonardo was the Bucky Fuller of medieval times. They turned it around the other way.
So here's exactly what Bucky did. In 1927, he was 32, and he started an experiment. He wanted to see how much good he could do for humanity, starting with buildings. Bucky thought we could conserve resources by making buildings lighter, stronger, and cheaper. So he started making these geodesic domes. The structure of the geodesic dome is based on a lot of complicated math. But basically, the triangle is a very strong shape, and a dome made out of triangles is extra strong. That meant that domes could be made of lighter materials than normal buildings, like plastic and aluminum instead of steel and concrete. Okay, fast forward to 1952. A man named Gunnar Peterson dreamed of opening a restaurant and hotel in Woods Hole. Joel Peterson is Gunnar's son.
So he was a bit of a maverick.
Gunnar invited Bucky to build a dome. That's where he'd open the restaurant. Remember how the dome stands out in Woods Hole? That upset some people.
Well, it isn't a shingled Cape Cod cottage. That's for darn sure. And the feeling is this is going to change life as we know it. You know, this. You know, we'll never be the same again. You know, this is just horrible. One building. There was stuff that happened. There was things stolen. And, you know, I mean, there was paint poured on things. There was just lots of stuff.
Despite the opposition, the Dome restaurant opened in June of 1954.
The Dome was the most elegant place around, I mean, at that time. And certainly when you went out to eat in the 50s on Cape Cod, in a place like the Dome, you wore a tie and the women were all spiffed up. It was a festive occasion.
One great thing about a futuristic building like the Dome is that it's clear. Diners could look up and see the stars. And they had a live musician. She played the zither.
And I don't know if you've ever had dinner with zither music. It's rather pleasant.
Sally Brady was 14 years old when the Dome restaurant opened near her house.
You know, those early 50s were really quite an amazing moment. People were making the American dream come true, and I think that that's really what the Dome was, sort of a symbol of the American dream in a way.
Arnie Grepstad came to work at the restaurant in 1973.
Every time that Bucky came back to Falmouth, he had to come to Woods Hole to, as he would say himself, check on his baby. And that was something that he always did. He was very proud of it.
By the 1970s, Joel had taken over the restaurant from his father. He updated the decor to keep up with the times.
We had different color schemes. We had bright green. The tablecloths were white, actually, and the napkins were bright green. And then we had a bright green rug. You got to understand, it was the 70s. That was the leisure suit time.
Despite the success of the restaurant and the building, there were some problems. It turned out that a clear building worked like a greenhouse, so it got hot inside. After the first season, they covered the Dome in white fiberglass to block out the sun. That meant diners couldn't see the stars anymore. The Dome had structural issues, too. A geodesic dome is held up without any support beams. The triangular window frames do all the work. Each window rests on the one next to it. That means that a dome made out of wood, like this one, is flexible. It moves in the wind, more than a traditional building. In fact, Joel says the Dome restaurant was always creaking and moving.
This causes real problems as far as keeping it from leaking. So we patched many, 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 many times.
Here's Arnie Grepstad again.
It's a Saturday night, horrible weather outside, and this particular night, there was a party of four, the Scallies, that were there having dinner, and they were regular customers, local people. Around 7:30, with a chock-full restaurant, all of a sudden it started dripping at table 113, and I can remember it, seeing them sit there, and Jane took her umbrella out, opened it to a huge applause from everyone in the restaurant. It was just funny.
Eventually, Joel wanted to retire from the restaurant business. He sold the property in 2002, and it's been sitting vacant ever since. I asked Joel and Arnie to give me a tour. We had to push aside branches to get to the door.
It's been a few years since I've been here, and to tell you the truth, I never really wanted to come because, I mean, it is incredibly overgrown. I mean, it's just sad. Oh, gosh, this is awful.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't this amazing? It actually
is. I
actually have a key. Yo,
oh,
no, it is. Oh, boy. I tell you what, this is not a pretty sight.
I told you about Ruth Welcome and the Zither. This is where she played.
Now, you want to take a look at the kitchen? There's a walk-in cooler there and the prep room in the back. Stoves there and the broiler and then you had the convection ovens. This really has been my work in life. I wouldn't mind seeing it restored. On the other hand, I think it's going to be a tremendous expense to put this back. So it's with two opposite emotions that you look at it. But you have to be realistic and understand that things change here in life.
In 2006, the real estate development company Wise Living planned to build condos on the site. For a while, it looked like the Dome might be torn down.
And I was very much opposed to that because that was the first Dome which was commercially used. I'm Paul Ferris Smith. I am president right now of the Woods Hole Historical Museum and Collections. It is very important to a village like Woods Hole.
Because of public outcry from Paul and others, if the condos are built, the Dome must be restored. The building permits require it. The project will be expensive. So the whole thing is on hold until more condos are pre-sold. But real estate transactions are not moving quickly these days. If the permits expire before construction is started, the Dome's future may be up for grabs again. Joel Peterson.
If I were doing the project that they talk about doing, I'd tear it down. to be honest with you. It's a building. It was part of my life. It's a building.
Sally Brady, who grew up next to the dome, feels differently.
And maybe it will be reborn in a different way that will be better. Why not? Maybe it will be a beautiful, transparent place and people will go there and do fantastic, energizing work that will help humanity.
I was then committing myself to try to do something for all humanity, but you have to do that on absolute faith that just everything's going to come out all right. Forget the trouble, go to work.
From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Katie Clarkson.
You can find out more about Bucky's Dome, about producer Katie Clarkson, and the Transom Story Workshop, all at transom.org. If you'd like to receive information about the workshop or other training we offer, you can write to us at info@transom.org. This podcast is brought to you by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. It's made possible in part with funding from the National Endowment for the Arts and by the people who like Transom and donate to it. I'm Jay Allison for transom.org. Drop over anytime.